Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
In an historic move for the game, NRL teams will have the ability to use an 18th player from this week after the notion was given the green light by the Australian Rugby League Commission. Initially slated to only be used when three players fail a HIA in the same game, the 18th player can also be activated when a player suffers a match-ending injury caused by a foul play and the perpetrator is either sin-binned or sent off.
And for the foul play, 10 in the bin.
So, who can the 18th player be? They must be an NRL registered player who is named in a team's 21-man squad for their upcoming premiership match. The commission last week gave in-principle approval to the activation of the 18th player, but after consultation with all 16 clubs and the RLPA, it decided to ditch the idea that the 18th man would have to be an emerging player. ARL Commission Chairman Peter Volandi said the decision would provide a safety net for clubs and players in rare instances of multiple HIAs and also ensure a team is not disadvantaged when losing a player to foul play.
The NRL, they've obviously brought in this new rule over the last week or so, and I think it's really good. I think it is necessary. We're seeing a huge injury toll at the moment, which really wasn't that much of a shocker. We remember talking about last year with the NRL physio that, you know, the delayed preseason, a shorter preseason, the 3 month break, then we came the 2 month break, then we came back to footy. And he did say to us the entire time that there will be an injury hangover next year. We've then made the game a little bit faster, which I understand people aren't overly happy with at the moment, but for me, I think we've got a more exciting brand of rugby league than we've ever had before, and unfortunately this injury toll potentially could be coming off the back of it. I'm not a physio, I'm not a head knock specialist or anything like that, but it does look to me like there is an increased HIA rate off the back of the game becoming faster, which does make sense. But look, I think the reality of this is that our players are going to adapt. I think that it's going to be a tough period for the next few months, potentially into next year, and then I think they will adapt to it. Now, obviously, that means you're putting players' health at risk, essentially, which is a big worry. We've heard Ben Hunt come out and talk about it. He's not a HIA victim. He's broken his leg, but you've seen the amount of HIAs that are going on, and look, I think it's fantastic that we are getting so strict on these. I think we need to, because the player's welfare long-term has to be considered, and I think for a long time it hasn't been, unfortunately, but I think that I think that we need to keep with these rules, to be honest with you, and I know that that's probably a controversial opinion. Everyone always wants to change things or go back to how it was. They don't like change when it first comes along, and I think the game is improving. The other thing people are talking about is talking about the blowout scores, and look, you got to remember this weekend, it was literally a perfect storm of teams that are at the top versus teams at the bottom, essentially. You had Melbourne, South Sydney playing teams that were down the bottom and really, really struggling. Penrith Panthers as well, of course, taking on the Manly Seagulls. They were in all sorts. So I don't know why people think that round four last year, if you had all the top teams versus all the bottom teams, it wouldn't have been a blowout. I think it would have been personally. I think that this is a perfect storm of teams going well against teams that aren't going so well, or teams that are struggling to adapt. And look, for me, this doesn't come down to the rules. This comes down to coaching and game management. And this is where the gap is. I mean, when you put two good teams together, you get an unbelievable brand of footy. It's when you get the lower teams and the good teams together, you see these blowouts. And that is nothing more than a challenge to the lower teams to sort themselves out. I think that we're looking at these rule changes and pointing at it as the reason why our game is seeing blowouts. And I understand that, but teams need to improve. Teams need to get better. No shock, the teams that are not getting blown out are the good footy sides. They're the well-coached teams. And the only thing that I do worry about this is that, of course, it is going to be harder and harder to get off the bottom. I mean, you look at a Canterbury Bulldogs, you know, if these rules, new rules and everything would have come in 18 months and then in the position they're in now, it would have been much harder. They would have had to have paid even more to get a lot of these guys that are going there because they are struggling more. But, I mean, I just don't think we go and change the rules because some teams are good at adapting and others aren't. It just, I don't know, it doesn't quite make sense to me. And I don't think we're in as much of a predicament as what we're carrying on with at the moment. I think it will take time. We will adapt, and I think the game will be better for it. But I really like this HIA rule they've brought in that you can bring extra guys in. I'm looking forward to seeing how coaches take advantage of it. No matter what you bring in to the NRL, no matter what new rules or changes you bring in, the coaches, it will take a matter of time. It's a matter of time until they work out how they can get an advantage out of this, and that they will find a way. Don't doubt that in the slightest. Yes, this comes in for safety, and they will all sit there and say, yeah, this is good, this is what we need safety-wise, but each and every one of them will be sitting at their desk this week working out how can they potentially get the better of this rule. If they are in a situation where they have a couple of injuries, can they put them down to HIAs? If there's, you know, there's going to be situations in the future where, and the thing that worries me about this is that we might see an increase in HIAs potentially. You know, if your team does have a number of HIAs that go down in key positions and all of a sudden I've got a versatile guy as my 18th man that can come onto the field. I mean, I'm telling one of my front rowers, one of my back rowers, hey, take a head knock, go down for a HIA. Yeah, there are going to be little twinks that we're going to have to put into this as we move on, because the reality is the coaches, they will go to any extent to find a way to get a little advantage. And if I have a hooker, a half, a 5'8 that goes down in my team, and I know that I've got my 18th man sitting there who I could potentially bring in if I'm, you know, one HIA away from getting him in, I think it's going to be very tempting for a lot of sides. And look, it's an extreme example, don't get me wrong, but this is what happens in rugby league. Yeah, we get extreme examples, and right now we are seeing more HIAs than what we've seen previously, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see more off the back of this. But I think for the vast majority, this will mean that teams don't end up in the position that the Cronulla Sharks were in a few weeks ago, which is essentially what we're trying to avoid. And look, it was an exception. Don't get me wrong. It was the exception, not the example. What happened to the Cronulla Sharks the other night, that was dreadful. But, I mean, we don't see it all that often. And fingers crossed we don't continue to see it. I think this is a good rule for the NRL to bring in. I think it's a good little common sense rule. I think that the coaches, they will find ways to get an advantage out of this, but I think it's going to be in rare circumstances, so it's not something I'm overly concerned about. All I'm hoping is that we don't see it in a big game or in a big moment that you get to bring in an 18th man. I find it interesting, and I haven't gathered it yet. I'm interested to see how it plays out this weekend. Does your 18th man, does he kit up and sit on the bench with everyone else? It has to be someone from your extended bench. I assume you still have to cut two players with 24 hours before your game kicks off. So do you choose one of those two? Do both of them kit up? I'm interested to see how they play this one out and how teams do it. Does the player literally kit up and sit on the bench with everyone else? Are they in a tracksuit? Are they going to get changed? I'm interested to see how it all plays out. But I think this is a good move by the NRL. Safety has to be at the front of their minds, and I think they will be very hesitant to move back on these rules. I think they like the brand of footy they're seeing. It's just going to take a little while to adapt. But obviously, the more and more players that speak out, like Ben Hunt has, and good on Ben Hunt for speaking out. Yeah, if he's the one playing out there, I'm not, so he's in a much better position than me. But if he feels like it is so quick out there that there are more and more injury concerns, then I'm glad he's coming out and saying it. It'll be interesting to see if other guys come out and back him as well, and whether that forces the NRL to make a decision here. I personally like the new rules. I think once all the teams adapt, it'll even out a little bit, and I think you'll see this weekend, I mean, you won't have the absolute top teams playing the absolute bottom teams, and people are saying that once you get momentum against you, it's impossible to get out of it. And I look at the Parramatta West Tigers game the other day, a game that's a little bit closer in matchup, and the West Tigers, they didn't get the win, but they definitely dug themselves out of a hole, which a lot of people are telling me is impossible to do. So I just think that we're overreacting to terrible matchups that we saw the other day from the absolute best teams against the absolute worst teams, and we saw them three games in a row across two nights. It became very evident. It was Thursday and Friday night footy, very good viewing there. They were standalone games as well, and I just think it wasn't a fair example of the way rugby league's going right now. We'll see how the next round plays out, but for me, I just think it's a little bit of an overreaction as far as these blowout scores and how apparently it's ruining the game. I just think teams have got to adapt and coaching's got to get better, and that can be difficult. I understand that, but I don't think we change the rules because some teams can't keep up with other teams because they're better. Just doesn't quite make sense to me. On the injury front, it is a different story, though. Player welfare, it has to be first and foremost for the NRL. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out, especially if we get a heap more injuries this week. I mean, you look at the Newcastle Knights missing a number of players. If we get another team or two teams that end up like the Newcastle Knights, the NRL, it might force their hand to make a change. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting month or so. Personally, as I said, I really like the rules. I just think it's going to take time for our players and their bodies to adapt to the new climate of rugby league they're playing in.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.